High Performance Signs.
Yeah, is Connie in?
No, she just left. Is there something I can help you with?
Maybe a good time I could catch her today, or is she already gone for the weekend?
Well, she'll be back in tomorrow. She doesn't usually come on Fridays. Usually it's just Saturdays to do the payroll and stuff.
Gotcha. Anybody else that maybe helps her out with financing that I could talk to, or does she do all that for you guys?
Financing the business?
Yeah.
No, that's her. She's the owner. Yeah.
Right. Maybe an email I could reach her at then? I know she's pretty busy, too.
She just uses, you know...
The company one?
Email. No, the Gmail, and I'm not supposed to give that out, so I'm sorry.
She'll
try tomorrow, though. I'm pretty sure she's coming back tomorrow, or next Saturday she'll be here for sure.
No, it's fine. I'm calling with a business bank, and, you know, we're only here weekdays.
Oh, yeah.
Does,
take a message if you want.
Yeah, that works. I can leave you my number if you're ready.
Yep.
It's 858.
Okay.
252-1481.
Okay.
And then my name's Patrick, and I'm with Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Yeah, like Cardiff, Wales.
Okay.
And then does she maybe have like a voicemail down at the shop too, or is that kind of just you guys?
No, I mean, we're just a little two-person business here.
Oh, I gotcha. So
we don't have all that fancy stuff.
Just you and her that run it then?
No, just me and another employee, and then she's the owner.
Oh, I gotcha. And you guys just run the ship for you?
Yeah, pretty much. And this line goes directly to you then?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Do you know if she maybe has any plans for the rest of the year, anything big coming up?
I don't think so. I know they're not going to the sign show till like June, so.
Till next year?
Yeah, next June, yeah. So.
Okay, I gotcha. You know if she's maybe got any equipment she's looking to bring on, or maybe upgrade down there at the shop too, or?
I think so. I think we're pretty set. I think they just like to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I can understand that one.
Yeah, sounds good right about that. Well, maybe not in the summer.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah. I'll give her your number.
Perfect. How's everything going out there in Hermiston for you guys this summer?
Good. Hot.
Hot?
Yeah, we're in the desert. I don't know where you're calling from, but, you know.
Yeah, we're down here in San Diego, but I actually went to EOU out there in La Grande, so right up the hill.
Wow. Small world.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I had to ask about how, you know, how business is going for you guys.
Yeah. Good right now. Things are good. Seems to be recovering. And
you guys having a, you know, pretty busy year?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, do you guys just make a lot of the signs for the businesses out there, or?
Yeah, we do fire trucks and businesses, and, yeah.
Okay, so vehicles, too?
And actually, we've got, like, 3 jobs going right now for Eastern Oregon, so.
Oh, really? What is it you guys are doing for them?
Football, big football sponsorship sign.
Oh, get out of here. I actually used to be on the team for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you guys update in the stadium, or, I mean, what's going on?
Well, they got a big new...
scoreboard, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and so then Les Schwab's going to be the sponsor on there, so.
Yep.
We're doing the Les Schwab part of it.
Yep. That's pretty cool. They giving you any free tickets or anything cool?
No. Were you from this area, or were you from California when you came up here?
No, I actually am from Boise, Idaho. I went and played football for Eastern and then moved down to San Diego. Had to get some sun, get out of that rain, you know?
Yeah. That's how I ended up in Hermiston. I'm from Seattle, and it was people over here go, "Why would you leave Seattle to come here?" I said, "Man, rain,
it's rain all year." Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Traffic part. And the first guy I met here, he's like some regional manager for UPS, and he was based out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Oh, the traffic." Yeah, and they had moved here, probably 3 years before us.
Mm-hmm.
And from Portland, and so he goes, "Oh, I know the traffic." He says, "Man, you know, it takes me 10 minutes to get out to UPS now." And he said, "It used to only take 7. And we left, and my wife goes, "I thought you were going to laugh at him." I said, "I thought he was joking." You know, you come from Seattle, or you're in San Diego, you know what real traffic is.
Yeah.
And he's worried that it's 10 minutes work. I said, "Man, if we left our development at the wrong time, it was, you know, 10 minutes just to get onto the road." No, never mind, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's something else, especially coming from out there where, you know, you can go 10 miles in, you know, 7-8 minutes.
Exactly, yeah.
And here it's like 1 mile is maybe in frick, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, I'll let you get back to work, man. Yeah. It was nice catching up with you. But if you want to have Connie give me a call, for sure.
Okay.
Thanks for your help. Yep. Bye.